Before we start the show, let's hear from one of our sponsors. Their support keeps this show free for you. Hey there, Peace and Parenting family. If you love the podcast but wish to enjoy it without interruptions, your wish has come true. Introducing the ad-free version of the Peace and Parenting podcast available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. As a subscriber, you'll get all the heartfelt advice, parenting stories, and actionable tips you love without any ads. For less than the cost of a coffee each month, you will enjoy uninterrupted listening while also supporting our work to help you build stronger connections with your kids. Try it out for free. Simply find Peace and Parenting on Apple Podcasts, click try free, and you'll gain immediate access to our ad-free episodes. There's no commitment and you can cancel anytime. So if you're ready for a more peaceful, uninterrupted listening experience, subscribe now. Let's keep focusing on connection without the distractions. Hi, I'm Michelle, a mother of two teens. 13 years ago, I traded in punishments and rewards for connection. Now I prioritize relationship over behaviors, utilize play as a parenting tool, and set limits with empathy instead of consequences. Each week, I share my journey and interview clients, experts, and followers. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I'm Michelle and I have guest Kelly who has a really good question. Kelly, can you introduce yourself to us?
Yeah, my name is Kelly. I'm from Utah and I have two teenage boys, a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Ooh, you're just one step behind me. I've got a 16-year-old and 18-year-old. But I got girls, which is a whole different ball of wax.
For sure.
So tell us your question.
Okay, my question is... My normal parenting style is to give my kids a lot of freedom and then let them deal with natural consequences of choices. But my oldest recently got a series of 4 concussions in 5 weeks and has been advised to take it very easy, which is not his style. And I'm stuck wondering if I let him, you know, resume activity or if I kind of force him to slow down, knowing that long term that will be better for his health and well-being. And I have yet to decide.
Well, maybe there's a different option, right? Do those have to be our two options? Does it have to be total natural consequence or does it have to be total limitation?
No, you know, I thought of a middle ground options.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, when you say you use natural consequences, do you also use regular consequences?
That is a great question. Not really, honestly. You know, okay. A lot of choice up to my kiddos. So like, you know, like I'll sit down with him and say, hey, looks like you're not going to pass your classes. Do you want to pass your classes? Do you want to graduate high school? And if he's like, yeah, I'm like, all right, so then what are we going to do about it? So I try to like help him and give him tools. But if the answer is, I don't care if I pass high school, then like, I think we would walk down that road and see what that looked like for him rather than being like, no, you're grounded. You have to get your grades up.
Yeah. Does it ever borderline lecture?
I don't think so. More conversation.
Right.
Because I want them to have the choice in like the decisions that they're making and feel like if they are passing high school, it's because they want to. Or if they are doing something, it's because that's a choice that they've made with information that I've helped provide them.
But do they generally make good choices around their lives?
Yes. And my oldest is willing to take on a lot of risk. So he sustains a lot of physical injury because of the sports that he plays. Mm-hmm. So we continually joke that we should have a punch card to the Instacare.
Uh-huh.
Because between all of his intense sports, he's always breaking something or needing stitches in something. And so I tell him, you're welcome to take that risk on for your body.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I encourage him to be careful and to be mindful and know that this body is...
There's only one. There's only one body. Does he wear protective gear when he does these things?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Like he wears helmets and... Like,
and he's good about doing that.
He is, yeah.
Okay, so good.
When he... Like he mountain bikes, plays ice hockey, snowboards, and he wears helmets and all the gear for all of those things.
Okay, and he's still getting concussions.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going all out. Are these concussions severe concussions? Are they mild? What's the doctor say?
This most recent string of them, this is new for him. So he's never gotten a concussion up until 5 weeks ago. And then he just happened to get
four of them.
And that is common once you have a concussion. It's more common for you to get them
more interesting
so soon. Like if there's any sort of like hit to the brain, it's more common for it to become concussed because it's not fully healed yet. If that makes sense.
Right. So he just keeps re-injuring it basically.
Yeah. So we've definitely been taking it much easier now, but all of the things were like such fluke things. It was like, one was a hockey thing. One was a car accident. He slipped and fell in a parking lot. And that was the most recent one, but his brain was already just so sad that.
Oh, so they weren't all extreme sports. He wasn't like extreme sporting every single one of these concussions.
No, two of them were hockey, then car accident and parking lot.
Okay. And so what, have you had the discussion with him and asked him, like, are you worried about your concussions at all?
Yeah. And he is not.
He is not.
Because he has the perspective of a 15-year-old, right? You feel like you're invincible. And right. It's like, I remember being a teenager and I was a dancer and my mom would be like, oh, be careful. You're going to regret that. You know, your knees are going to wish you didn't do that someday. And I remember being like, meh. And so I remember having that perspective. I remember feeling like it wasn't a big deal. And I can see that in him, like where he just doesn't feel like
it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
So has he like settled down some since these big concussions?
Yeah. So since this recent one, it's been hard, but we've been forcing him to just like really slow down. He hasn't attended school. He's been just laying. Yeah. Like, it's been like a don't even run, don't jump. Like, he's really toned it down because he also knows. I mean, he's in a lot of pain. He's still recovering. But we just went to a concussion specialist who let him know that he advises him to be done with hockey for the season and to not snowboard this season. And my son was just crushed and was like, no. That, like, as soon as I'm feeling better, I'm going back to everything. And I just don't feel like that's the best option, you know? And so I'm just stuck trying to decide what feels like the better angle to approach it, knowing that it's not worth the long-term effects of.
No, agreed. And I think, you know, you have time right now because he's healing still and he's still feeling bad. And so I wonder if you allow him to have this healing process and not to worry too much about whether he's going back or whether he's not going back, and to maybe not make that part of the discussion as of right now, because how many more weeks do you think he has in his healing process?
So that's the trick, is the resort open this weekend and he wants to go with his friends. We said, we're not doing that. We're not going this weekend. Let's do the first 2 weeks of rehab, because he has to go to this concussion rehab twice a week. I said, let's do 2 weeks of rehab and then let's see where we're at. We'll reevaluate everything. Till that point, you know, that way we're taking it in like more bite-sized.
Well, I think that's it. Because if you say you're out the whole season hockey, you're out the whole season snowboarding, of course he's going to say no to that.
Right.
But can you baby step yourself through this recovery process and really allow him to have his feelings around it? Is when he's getting really upset about like, I'm never going to play hockey, or you guys can't do this to me, or he's really upset about it. What's your response to him?
He's a very even kill kind of kid. So he's not even like super upset. He just says, oh no, that's not happening. You know, like, I'm snowboarding this season. And it's just like, he just says a statement back.
Yeah.
Effect.
Mm-hmm. He never gets to his feelings around it. Like, he's upset, or he's upset that he's not playing hockey right now.
So far, no, but I think it's because it's not real to him yet that like, he probably isn't going to play, you know?
Yeah.
I think the baby stepping is my strategy right now of like, because he did agree to the 2 weeks. I'm like,
okay, great.
And then let's reevaluate. Let's see what the doctor's saying at that point. Let's see what your brain looks like at that point.
I think there might be some place to have empathy for him. I'm not sure where, because I don't know you guys well enough or know him well enough, but I think there's some space that he probably is upset, even if he's not saying so. And even if he's not, you know, leading on. He's just coming with, no, absolutely not. I'm doing whatever I want. Irreverence instead. But I think there's got to be a place to like be like, this must be really hard for you to have to sit in bed all day. This must be really hard that you've had 4 concussions in 5 weeks. Wow, this is really not fun. I can only imagine. And trying to get his feelings out around it, to get him to be really upset around it. So then you can be like, I understand. I would be pissed too. You can have empathy for him. That's connection. And that can also give space for him to start to relinquish his irreverence around it, because he's probably just mad and not to his sad feelings.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break from our show to hear from our sponsors. Without their sponsorship, I wouldn't be able to bring you this incredible show free of charge. So I'll see you back in a few minutes.
What if you spent the next 30 days really focusing on connection with your kids? What do you think sibling rivalry would look like? How would cooperation go? And what would the feeling be in your home? Join my 30-day challenge. For 30 days, you join me and my coach, Martha, and really explore the ideas of connection. We do group coaching for the entire month, and you have access to all of the Peace and Parenting materials. Please join us for a 30-day challenge. Find the link in the show notes.
My book, Unpunished, is finally here. It is my journey into connected parenting, the idea of perfection, and how it nearly took me down as a mom. I give you my best thinking around how to be a connected parent, and the insights that I've discovered over the last 12 years of this incredible journey. I'm giving my book away for free, plus shipping and handling. So go to unpunished.com and get yours today. We're shipping domestically and we're also shipping internationally. Now, back to the show.
That first week, he wasn't supposed to be on screens at all. And he was just like bored and mad, you know? And so I did try to like approach it that way of just like giving him a hug and being like, dude, this is the worst. And I'm sorry. Like, I know it's boring. And I'm just sorry that you bonked your head so many freaking times. Like,
yeah,
this is just a fluke, awful thing that it sucks that this is happening to you.
It's kind of devastating for a kid like him. It really is. I have another client whose kid was a really big baseball player, and he got some like tennis elbow, I guess is what it's called, or something. And he was out the whole season. It was senior year and he was the pitcher. And it was like, he was like, no, I'm fine. I'm just going to do art. But once we really got in there and once we really like gave him space to have his feelings, there were feelings in there that needed to come out. And I think, I don't know what angle it is. I don't know how you can get there. You know him best, but trying to get to his feelings is maybe going to help him because he's offline right now. His prefrontal is offline because he's not thinking well, right? I'm going back to everything. Like, of course I am, like, because he's offline, because he probably is emotional inside, but isn't showing it. If we can get him back online through the crying or through the upset and get him more connected, he's going to make better decisions for himself.
I really like that. I like that because a little more context. He separated his shoulder summer going off a mountain bike jump. And so then his entire mountain bike season was shot. He wasn't able to perform. I mean, he still tried to race, but literally did it one-handed. Mm-hmm. So his whole mountain bike season was shot because of an injury. And he was so excited. Like when it ended, he was so excited to pour himself into hockey. And so I think you're right. I think there's feelings that are probably there that it's like, what the, you know, like this thing again, like I already just did this thing and I was so ready to be over it.
Yeah. And I think when we can get him to the feelings, he'll realize he's pushing himself too hard, but he has to get there on his own. You guys can limit him all you want and you probably should, like, you know, but I would be real careful about how you limit it and trying to get buy-in and trying to do it a little at a time because you don't want him to completely rebel, because if he does, he'll sneak up to that mountain and do whatever the hell he wants and he'll jump off some sort of crazy cornice and he'll totally go AWOL.
Been my worry is like, if you push too hard, then I feel like he's going to push even harder.
100.
You know?
Yep. And so I think, Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want the rebellious kid, you know, because then he has a reason to, right? I'm pissed at them. Like they tried to, you know, control me. And they really aren't thinking and really make bad decisions. So what we really want is to get his brain online, get him thinking better. But I think we can do that through getting through to the feelings. And I bet this is a culmination of that separated shoulder and these concussions and the two of his seasons gone. That's huge for a kid like that. That's his whole life. And now you're going to try to take away snowboarding from him. He will lose it.
Yeah.
And he has every right to lose it. And he has every right to be really upset. That is a huge, huge bummer.
It really is.
Yeah. He's really going through it. And he's stoic around it, which concerns me. Like, he's got to have his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But getting to them might be real hard because he's older. That's his personality. It's like we got to find him in just the right vulnerable spot to discuss it in a meaningful, really like earnest way. Like, this is kind of devastating, buddy. Like, your whole hockey season's gone. And we shy away from doing that because we think we're being mean. But I really think like exploring, like, you know, also we like to talk it away. Like, oh, it's only one season. You'll do it next year. Or, oh, there are only four more games or blah, blah, blah. And we minimize instead of like really dive into it.
Just let him feel like all of it.
Yeah, he probably needs to and probably several times. I'm sorry. That's not probably what you wanted to hear.
Helpful. It's helpful because I like even just talking through it, realizing, because like I knew about the shoulder thing and we've just been talking about like, man, you've had such a rough go this last little bit. But just like realizing the complexity of like,
it's a lot.
At that age, that is such a big deal. And to miss two seasons, you know, like missing a season of one thing and then two more things coming just right around the corner. And
the possibility of losing the snowboarding season, like that will devastate him. You know, Pia, my youngest, she's a competitive dancer. And during COVID, she lost her mind when they took dance away. Like she went into full on depression. These kids who are those kind of kids, right? The activity kids, like that's their identity. That's their life. That's their everything. And to have it taken, and no wonder you said to your mom, like, I don't care when that's my life. I'm going to tear up my feet. I'm going to ruin my knees. Like, heck, I'm dancing, right? And that's how she is. You know, her feet are all torn up. Her hips are constantly hurting. And it's like, she's not going to listen to me. Not unless, you know, she's really online.
Oh, yeah. I think the snowboarding one is for sure going to be the hardest, especially yeah. He has pretty intense ADHD and moving his body is extremely helpful for him. And that's how he can regulate and feel like a normal human being. So we're going to have to get creative, I think, and find.
Maybe it's art. Maybe it's something else. The baseball player I helped was his was art. Like maybe there is something else. And if he is ADHD too, like, getting his brain online is super smart, super important because it's already the reasoning skills in the ADHD brain are already, they already have impulsivity that's like running rapid. And so we want to make sure we temper that with connection as much as we possibly can. It's not possible for all of it, but as much as we can.
Yeah. With him, it definitely has to be something movement. Like I think art is a cool idea, but for him it has to be physically moving. But his concussion doctor suggested doing like an indoor bike.
Or swimming maybe.
Ooh.
Or the rowing machine. Like maybe some of that stuff is good.
Yeah. I need to figure out because the competitive piece, even if it's just with himself, you know, like when we go snowboarding, he'll want to try three things each run that he didn't try the run before. And like, he's just competing with himself.
Yeah.
Finding ways that he can tap into that competition and move where there's no risk of falling.
Yeah. No risk of falling is exactly right. Just for a while. I mean, if you could keep him sedentary for a couple of months, I think you'd be doing good. And if he does it too, you know, and really heals, then he has a chance of having the snowboarding season.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
The doctor feels like the longer we can keep him from falling, the better. So I would take, you know, the snowboarding season here where I live goes to like March or April. So Damon was like, even at the end of the season? And he's like, I don't know, buddy, let's take it a day at a time. So I think he's leaning towards none at all. And that feels like a lot to a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
So
I think the faster you can get him to his feelings, the more you'll be able to be, he'll be malleable to this sit out, so to speak.
I like that approach. That feels solid.
Poor thing. I feel bad for him. I'm sorry. I feel bad for you that you have to watch him suffer. That's not fun for a mom to watch their kids suffer. It's really hard.
Yeah, it has not been fun. That's
no
accurate.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, he's lucky to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you really so much for this question. It was such a good one and one I never get. So this was really cool. So thanks for letting me help you in this. And thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks for joining us on the Peace and Parenting podcast. And we'll see you next time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.